Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me say it like this. I firmly believe, this is my personal opinion, okay? I firmly believe that if the Falcons are not in the playoffs, they'll have a new head coach next year. I believe the time will have come that, okay, it's been back-to-back years with our quarterback and our wide receiver and our running back and all these guys in their prime. And we've got to really dump a lot of money into our defensive players that, okay, if we can't get to the playoffs with these guys now, then I need a new voice out there. So I personally believe that's the case. Two is, there's a lot of teams on that list that are not better football teams,
yeah,
top to bottom than what the Atlanta Falcons are.
I agree.
The Cowboys, Packers, those aren't better football teams than the Atlanta Falcons.
No, they're not. I think that the biggest thing for those teams is that you look at them and you look at the pieces and you would say, okay. And most of that, I think, is coming from a national perspective. You look at the pieces and you say, oh, okay, they're going to be this, that, and third. I would say that right now that the Cowboys would probably be the second best team in the NFC.
Really?
I would say, well, you know, my Eagles bias might be rearing its ugly head right now, but I would say the second. I would definitely say the second.
So the team that went to the Super Bowl last year wouldn't be first or second.
Well, I'm saying, I was thinking it's strictly the East.
Okay.
I was thinking
it's
strictly the East. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
I was thinking strictly the East. Yeah. No, the Rams, no doubt. But with this degenerative knee that Ty Gurley has, that might be an issue for them. Mm-hmm. That definitely is an issue for them. But you have to give them the nod for what they've accomplished. And I would say if you're talking about the NFC just as a whole, the Saints are the second best team right now.
Oh, I don't disagree. And what I say about the Rams is, and Randy McMichael and I used to talk about this all the time, the Rams will go as far as Jared Goff is going to take him.
Yes.
It's not about Todd Gurley.
And he's about to get paid too.
Yeah, but they don't want to pay. They've been very stingy about paying him and Sean McVay, by the way. Their general manager and their finance people have both come out and said, yeah, we're good right now not paying everybody. So because they got so many other guys they have to pay first to you that they have to wait.
And I think
for all that.
I think Aaron Donald kind of set them back a little bit.
But you look, when healthy, the Falcons roster doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody. I mean, their quarterback doesn't take a backseat to anybody. Their wide receivers don't take a backseat to anybody. Running back, now the improvements on their offensive line. Their offensive line can even be just, I don't know, Hugh, 15% better than it was last year.
It's going to be a lot better.
Yeah,
15% is a lot better. The thing that scares you about the Atlanta Falcons, outside of Deion Jones Keanu and everybody, like those two guys, like you don't have that meat and potatoes up front. Well, Grady. I give Grady his props.
Mm-hmm.
But like the perimeter guys, you ain't got that guy. Like, when you look at those teams that we're talking about, most of them have somebody that is that guy.
Disruptive force.
Yeah, disrupt up front.
Yeah.
Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald.
Philadelphia
Eagles. Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like that. They have that guy that you look at. And say,
even Cam Jordan in New Orleans.
Yeah, disruptive.
Yeah.
You got that one guy fourth and long, third and long.
That's why Dan is being hands-on, and that's why Dan is taking over the defense, and that's why Dan himself. Because don't think that Dan Quinn doesn't understand, too, that I can't just not be a playoff team with this group of guys and think I'm going to survive all that. Because I hate to say it this way, and I say this with the Braves, too. You can't waste everybody's prime. That's why I get all frustrated about the Braves, is that you got Freddie Freeman in his prime. You can't waste his prime right now.
Yeah, you got to strike while iron's hot.
Well, when you've got Matt and Julio and these guys in their prime, you have to strike while the iron is hot. You have to cash in on these guys are in the dead red center of their prime. Because, you know, Julio can be 31 years old, but an old 31.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he can be 31, but be an old type of 31 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quarterbacks I get. But you've gotten away with the fact that Matt Ryan's never been hurt. And you start to say,
he's been real durable. Yeah.
Yes, you start to say, okay, he's missed two games for turf toe in his entire career. Can that continue?
Yeah.
11 years in.
And you know what the messed up part about it is? When you start when you get older and have injuries, boy, you're slow to recover.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You're slow to recover. Like those little dings and stuff, like you wake up in the morning and you feel great. It's almost like you got a, you know, you refreshed. You got a new paint job and everything's feeling good. Those start to catch up with you.
See, I think the only way Dan could survive an injury is if Matt gets hurt. I don't think anybody else, including Julio or anybody else, I don't think that he gets the benefit of the doubt if they don't make the playoffs because of injuries and stuff. And, yeah, I get it. Our defense was drastically different. But at the same time, there was a lot of opportunities to make plays that this defense just never did. I mean, yeah. If Desmond Trufant catches the ball against Cincinnati, you win the football game. So.
Yeah. I don't think Dan Quinn's on the hot seat, though. I don't think he.
Let him miss the playoffs 2 years in a row, then tell me.
It's going to be a lot of conversation being had, but I don't think they're going to get him. Okay. I don't think they'll get him.
They might, may or may not. That will be very interesting. Let's hope we don't even have to worry about them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.